Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Zoe, and I am here to talk to you guys about the week ahead. Nice, smooth transition, I'm sure. We are in the middle of a major storm here, so if I lose you, I'm so sorry. It's a little out of my control. We have a lot of flickering lights and lightning going on here, but I want to look at what's coming up in the week of September 3rd through September 10th. And, you know, we have a lot of focus on the personal planets in this week ahead, which means our day-to-day life is going to be interesting. We'll have, like, personal experiences going on. It's not the big background changes to our life story. It's more about, you know, running into this person or changing your mind about this or that and how it impacts your day-to-day life. And the two major areas of focus for us in this week ahead is Venus ending her retrograde finally on Sunday the 6th and going direct, and the impact that that's going to have on love and income opportunities and what we're doing with women or anything involving beauty, the beauty industry or our own beauty. And then we have Mercury. You know, Mercury is in its shadow right now to go retrograde. So that's what I meant, a lot of kind of coming and going with this energy. And in this week ahead is going to square Pluto. And this is going to be a three-part story. And so I'm going to talk to you about the dates for these things, give you guys the high points so you can circle them on the calendar and know, you know, when the next phone call is going to come or when the meeting's going to happen or you're going to hear that news that will impact you or the decision will come down. So, you know, I think it's interesting that when we have personal planetary energy impacting us like this, you know, that we do have, it does affect our day-to-day thing. Well, we have both of these energies playing out, Venus being about love and creativity and income in the house, in the sign of love and creativity and kids and fun. And then we have Mercury in the shadow for his retrograde where it's all going to be about key relationships. So either getting that commitment or ending that commitment with a romantic partner or what's going on with your business partners or your clients or your agents or specialists or competitors and opponents and representatives and all of that. So the combination is really trying to push us to refocus something here with a key player and a decision that we're making or that's being made for us regarding where we are in this love or creative effort or with the kids or the fun. So, you know, wow, here we go. So if I start with Venus between the two, Venus retrograde ends on Sunday the 6th at 4:29 a.m. Eastern Time, 1:29 a.m. Pacific Coast. So you're going to wake up on Sunday with Venus starting to go direct. And it's going to take a few days for that momentum to get going, but you will be ready to start to make those new choices when it comes to the creative, you know, interaction or direction that you're going or new creative ideas that you might have on the horizon or opportunities that can start to come through. And anything going on with your lover or the pursuit of love and, you know, leaving something behind or taking it forward with you in some new direction or entering into brand new love situations and with the kids and with the fun. So we see this shift on Sunday the 6th. Oh boy, now they're sending me a warning about maybe I have to run to the basement. No, well, it's a flash flood warning, so I guess I'll let you know if I start floating over here. So when I look ahead with this energy, first of all, Venus is going to start to move forward on the 6th. Venus is going to take until October 9th to get past the shadow. So, you know, give it, you know, don't be frustrated or pushing anything too hard. It's going to start moving forward slowly. So from the 6th of September to the 9th of October, we start to see day by day improvement as things are really starting to move again with those creative efforts and the kids and the love and the you know, income and opportunities, women, beauty, all of that. Secondly, between now and when it gets out of its shadow, Venus is just going to make one other aspect to another planet. So I wanted to give you that time frame, which is going to be between September 23rd and 4th, because it happens exactly at midnight on the 23rd East Coast time. So you may feel it in the buildup on the 23rd, or you may experience it on the 24th, or both for some people. And that one is actually going to be, I believe, for most people, the bulk of everybody out there, is going to be a very positive aspect. So as Venus is kind of picking up steam, if you're really trying to reconnect or get those things going again in your love life or with the creative effort, just, you know, have a little patience and put a circle around the 23rd and 24th of September as a time when you're going to see this move forward. Now, here's the cool thing about astrology. Well, there's a lot of cool things about astrology, let's face it. But here's one, okay? On Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the 9th, Mars is going to dive in there and activate the same exact configuration that Venus will be showing up for on the 23rd, 24th. So on Wednesday, the 9th, something may happen to you or for you, or you may be motivated to dive in and do something. There's a little bit of like electricity around this, a little bit of excitement or surprise around this because the Uranus is involved in the aspect. And so you may get a preview of what is going to happen on Wednesday the 9th. So because this is Mars, it may set something in motion, and then you'll see whatever that thing is that's set in motion will be a big player in what's going to happen when Venus makes this alignment for you on the 23rd, 24th. Mars can also be arguments, fights, anger. So if on Wednesday the 9th there's some kind of, you know, spark or all-out battle between you and somebody else over the creative project or the love or the kids or the fun, and you see that starting to happen, well, then you know that by the 23rd, 24th, either somebody new is on the horizon to kind of help you take that forward, or you're patching it up at that point, or, you know, something is shifting in a positive way. Mars is also about passion, baby. So there may be something really kind of surprising and passionate on Wednesday that then takes it to that next love and creative level by the 23rd, 24th. So the whole beginning of this is this Sunday, and then you can watch for what happens on Wednesday the 9th, and then you'll have your follow-up on the 23rd, 24th. All right, the other energy that is highly active, and my lights are going on and off as I'm talking, and it's not even a ghost this time, you guys. I was just like, oh my gosh, I hope I get through this show. The other aspect is that we do have Mercury in its shadow, and it is very active this coming Thursday the 10th. And it's, you know, I thought about waiting and talking about that on next week's show, although it is Mercury squaring Pluto, so who knows if I'll have a show on that gets on the air next week with communications being blocked by Pluto. But, you know, I thought, oh, I'll just go ahead and tell you guys about it now, so if there is any kind of build up to this, you'll understand it. Mercury is in the shadow now. It is going to go retrograde on September 17th through October 9th. Here's another reason to believe that our you know, do-overs with these key relationships and what's been backtracking with love and income through Leo with our creative projects and lovers and kids is tied together somehow, because Venus exits her shadow of her retrograde on October 9th, the same exact day Mercury is going to go direct on October 9th. So we have a major turnaround at that point. And then the shadow for Mercury retrograde will be over by October 24th for anybody that really wants to hold out to make final decisions. So what's important about this Thursday coming up on the 10th of September is that Mercury is still going direct, slowly, you know, slowing down, getting ready for her retrograde or his retrograde. Sorry, Mercury. And but it's going to come up and square Pluto, and Pluto is retrograde at the time that Mercury squares it on the 10th. There's going to be three chapters to this story. This is one of these wonderful things about astrology. You can mark this on your calendar and pretty much count on the levels that this will take to get finished and a square is either challenging you as an obstacle or something that frustrates you that you need to overcome, or it's you challenging yourself to really push something through that you really know needs to happen. So Mercury is slowly direct, and Pluto's retrograde on the 10th as it makes its first square. Then on Friday the 25th of September, Mercury will be backtracking in retrograde and come back. And at this point, Pluto is no longer retrograde but going direct. So first time, Mercury direct, Pluto retrograde. Second time on the 25th, Mercury retrograde, Pluto direct. Same square. And then when we get to the final chapter, it's on October 22nd. And both planets will be going direct. Mercury and Pluto will square on October 22nd to finalize whatever the big challenge is here for everybody. So, you know, from the 10th of September through the 22nd of October, that's a nice chunk of time there, 5-6 weeks to figure this out and to work on it. So when you come to this first one on Thursday, or maybe it's, you know, maybe you jump the gun and dive in there on the day before, you know, as it's building up. But by Thursday, you will be in some kind of talk or meeting, you know, Mercury themes. We're talking communication here. So it's about a talk or a meeting. It's about an offer or an agreement or sale or something with writing or interviews or speaking roles or a big decision. And it's in Libra, so it is regarding this partner or agent or attorney or specialist, client, competitor, opponent, advocate, somebody like that. And the square to Pluto in Capricorn means that there is some big goal involved here, or it might tie in with your career or your reputation or some higher up established authority type person that you're dealing with, a parent, a boss, a judge, a mentor, somebody like that. And that it'll be Pluto themed. So we're looking at what's going on with the financials here, or what's going on with third party situations or triangles. Same thing really, but you know, sounds different. Triangles sound like there's an affair going on, and third party situations might be a little bit more constructive. What's going on with power and control issues? What's going on with sex or reproductive needs or death or birth? Or what's going on with a divorce? So Pluto themes applied to these goals and career momentum or the authority figure you're dealing with and what you need to do through or about this or with this partner, agent, attorney, client, specialist, competitor, significant relationship via the agreements or the talks or the writing. You get the picture. So you really do need to challenge yourself at the very least, you know, get in there, use the momentum of these weeks ahead. It's going to be all about getting in there and hearing about this or having your say or making the decision leading up to Thursday or on Thursday. And then the do-over phase when you go back and you rework it or you purge it, get rid of it, or you reconnect with somebody from the past and see what can be done. And then when you're finally ready to take that whatever it is forward into the next chapter when we get into the October 22nd final square. So, you know, wow, we got a lot going on. So when I start to break this down for everybody, you know, for where are we at? We're squarely in Virgo here, so we'll start with Virgo. For Venus going direct on Sunday, Virgo, this is definitely going to be a turnaround or the beginning of a turnaround when it comes to love, income, women, beauty, anything creative, anything with kids. And it's playing out, you know, in the 12th house, mystical, magical, karmic, past life, strange, utterly hidden house. So, you know, you might not have even been aware about where you've been going and what's been going on, and now here you are going forward again. But, you know, this can definitely kind of bring a turnaround, and now you're ready to take things forward again when it comes to anything muse-related with your artistic interests, anything involving your spiritual practices, magical interests, psychic abilities, hospitals, prison, psychiatric wards, any kind of institution that has an isolating effect, any healing that is ready to move forward, anything dealing with addictions or deceptive characters, anything with a romance that has been budding behind closed doors secretly, clandestinely, or about a romantic retreat. So, you know, there's a lot there for Virgo, but I'm sure out of that list, you know, you got what it was for you there. And it is now time for this to start to move forward. Note the dates I gave you. Watch for something kind of amping up on Wednesday the 9th with this in a positive way to help you, you know, break out, break through, move it over in some way. And then know that a follow-up to that will be happening between the 23rd and 24th. And then with Mercury, you know, this is one of your rulers, Virgo, so it is definitely something that you're feeling even more profoundly than normal Mercury retrograde or Mercury shadow energy. So on Thursday the 10th or the days building up to that, there is an important talk or meeting or some kind of news or offer or decision or agreement, you know, or sale, interview, writing, anything in the communication realm that is going to be about your personal income or about possessions that you have and what you're doing with them or about a purchase or a lot of purchases. So you want to challenge yourself or meet whatever challenge comes to you. And, you know, there is something that involves the creative direction that you're going or what's going on with your love life or lover or the kids or something recreational in the mix. And so deal with your Pluto themes here. You know, how do I work through the shared financials or the divorce or the sex or reproductive needs or triangles or whatever is happening there to work this out? Three chapters to that story, starting on the 10th of September, then the 25th of September, and then October 22nd. For Libra, Venus direct is definitely affecting you more importantly because it's one of your rulers. And so on Sunday the 6th, you feel this on a personal, physical level as it shifts and you start to get that energy and momentum coming back around. But it is time now for you to start to move forward with love or income or women interests that play out through your group activities or what you're doing online or what you're doing with friends or through charities or connected to astrology or social networking, maybe some kind of event or gathering. These things can now get momentum to bring income in or to connect you through love or with women moving forward. And again, you guys would want to kind of pay attention to what comes up on Wednesday the 9th as something's activated here that will bring a key individual into the situation, whether that's an opponent or a partner or a representative or client or a specialist or, you know, some key individual that's going to play a big part in this, because they'll be part of your Venus story going forward that will then play out on the 23rd, 24th. And when we look at what Mercury is doing in the shadow for Libra on Thursday the 10th or the days building up to that, oh gosh, that was a big that was a big lightning. Ooh, okay, sorry. this is, you know, this is happening in your sign Libra. So gosh, you guys really are, I think both these are impacting you guys pretty profoundly. So, you know, this is about you deciding, looking at talks or meetings or decisions or offers that are aimed at your needs being met or what's going on with your body or your name or brand or image or title or your signature on something. And the Pluto energy is asking you to then overcome the challenge or meet the challenge or challenge yourself here involving something going on at home or with real estate, moves, renovation, roommate, family, parents, something in that core root of the chart. So again, Pluto themes, it'll be about the finances there or about the, you know, your sex life or reproductive needs or divorce and how that's playing out or third party situations and how that's playing out. So the 10th and then retrograding back over that on the 25th of September and then the final going forward on October 22nd. For Scorpio, Venus going direct is going to now take everything you've been kind of going over from the past when it comes to women or income or love and the big goals you have or how it's playing out on the career front or with those higher-up established types that you're dealing with in the mix, and now you're ready to start to move forward with that. So either taking it to the next level or getting some new opportunities coming along. So, you know, you're going to start to feel this on Sunday as it starts to turn around and then gradually pick up momentum. By Wednesday the 9th, Mars dives into this territory, so we see some real action, you know, with the goals or the career or that established higher-up authority type person. And there's something kind of playing out that is surprising or some new change or something that excites you in some way involving the work or a coworker, someone you've hired, or anything with paperwork, health, pets, you know, the sixth house opportunities. So whatever comes up for you on Wednesday, you definitely want to kind of note that because it'll be part of your Venus story with the women, the income, the love going forward and the goals you have there or how it's playing out with career authority figures on the 23rd and 24th of September. And then Mercury being in the shadow, you know, Scorpio, this is really going to be a lot of stuff going on behind closed doors in these weeks ahead for you. So there's either a lot of talks and meetings that are private or secret or you know, you're kind of, there's some clandestine stuff going on in romance, or there's something going on where you're in there in talks or writing or interviewing or making decisions about something artistic that you're involved in or some kind of spiritual practice that you're involved with, or there might be a lot of news or information going around about healing in hospitals or addictions during this period. And it is a karmic part of the chart. So Scorpio, you know, some of the news you hear or some of the things that are going on with the offers and agreements and meetings and talks and all this do have past life, you know, tie-ins here. So, you know, starting on Thursday the 10th, you know, you're going to hear from somebody or you're going to talk to somebody or there's going to be something with the writing or sales or agreements or decisions or offers. And straight up ties into your third house of communication. So it's like double communication oriented here. But Pluto themes, you know, it's either about power and control issues, financial matters, shared third-party situations, anything in your sex life or reproductive needs. So kind of pay attention to what's coming up. You'll have three chapters to this story. So the first is Thursday the 10th, and then the retrograde when it starts will then take you back over it on Friday the 25th, and then you'll have your final you know, wrap up of it on the 22nd of October. For Sagittarius, Venus going direct on Sunday the 6th, you know, this is about you now kind of being ready to go move forward into new territory or take something to that next level with a woman or women or what's going on with love or income or something creative or with kids or fun. And it's all going to play out through either travel that you're doing or media and marketing or publicity or publishing or, you know, anything that disseminates that information out there. It could be through educational channels, weddings, legal matters, anything in that higher-minded arena. So you do start to see momentum now. It's going to pick up day by day as we go forward. A little bit slow at first, but it is going to pick up a lot of, you know, momentum as we go out. And so you want to watch what happens on Wednesday the 9th when this will be activated. There's something happening here in one of these areas. I don't know if you're, you know, getting in front of the camera or in the classroom or jumping on a plane or walking down the aisle or in there with the legal opportunities or issues. But there is something with Venus themes in Leo tied right into this. So the aspect is positive and the aspect ties into the love or kids or creativity or fun in the mix. So whatever comes up for you on Wednesday the 9th, then you're going to know that that's going to definitely indicate where Venus is going for you by the 23rd and 24th of September. And then with Mercury in the shadow of the retrograde, we have this challenge aspect start to kick in on Thursday the 10th. For Sag, you know, it's really about the news or decisions, talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, something in that communication realm that ties in with your personal aspirations or has to do with a friend, a group that you're affiliated with, something going on online with astrology, with charities, social networking, parties, gatherings, events, anything that brings your soul group together in some way. And Pluto's going to ask you to, you know, overcome some challenge here that involves your personal income, possessions, or purchases, and how that plays in with the Pluto side of things, which is the outside financial affecting your personal income, or, you know, the way things are shared through third-party situations there, or whatever your intimate, sexual, or divorce needs are in the mix and how they're impacting it. So, you know, first move is on Thursday the 10th, and then we have the retrograde taking it over that on the 25th of September, and final challenge to move it forward by October 22nd. So pay attention to, you know, who's calling you up, who you're meeting, and what you're signing or selling or writing on that day. For Capricorn, Venus going direct on Sunday the 6th, you know, you're finally ready to now start to move forward again after weeks of going back with women or income or love or creative or kid themes. And now you can start to move forward, and this is going to either start to impact the big financial picture for you, so you can move forward with those loans or the investments or inheritance or bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, commissions, settlements, partners' money, alimony, whatever that outside resources, you can start to see this. Now it's ready to go forward. And then also this area is about your sex life or your reproductive needs or divorce. So, you know, depending on where you are with the love, it's either going to get really sexy or really divorce-oriented. It can affect the kids, you know, and all of this. And we're ready now to start moving into that new territory with this. And so by Wednesday the 9th, there is something here highly charged, either affecting the big financial picture or the divorce or the sex life or reproductive needs. And something ties in here with family or home or real estate deals or moves, renovations, parents, roommates. So pay attention to what comes up then, because then that will be descriptive of where your Venus is going by the 23rd, 24th, when it makes the same alignment. And we see some nice things starting to, you know, definitely move into place for you between the finances, the sex, the divorce, and what's going on with love and creativity and home and real estate and all that. Mercury, or well, I keep wanting to say Mercury retrograde. It's not retrograde yet, shadow. But on the 10th this week, next Thursday, this is definitely the first indicator of what you're going to be going back over and what's going to be important to talk about or hear about or sign or agree to, or what, how your sales are influenced or interviews or offers and decisions. And it is focused on your career, Capricorn, or it is with an authority figure, the boss, the parent, the judge, or it is something with a big personal goal you've set that you're trying to achieve. So you do want to get in there and have that talk or meeting or pay attention to the news or decisions that are coming your way. And Pluto's in your sign. Definitely a major impact on you personally or physically. So, you know, if you're meeting with an authority type who's trying to help you reach a goal with your body or your wellness, that's one thing. If it's about your signature on something for the career, that's another. If it's about, you know, your title or name or brand or image, you know, and the goal you have set there, or some personal desire you have. So we're thinking Pluto themes here, so there is a financial context to this, or it has to do with your sex life or divorce or third-party situation in the mix. The Thursday the 10th is your first aspect, and then we have the square repeat with Mercury retrograde on the 25th, and then the square repeat for the third and final time on October 22nd as the planets are going forward. So it will have several chapters, and you just want to pay attention to, you know, what's being said and decided. For Aquarius, Venus going direct on Sunday the 6th, you know, this is in your relationship zone, guys. So whatever you've been going back over with partners and agents and attorneys and clients and specialists and opponents and competitors over, you know, the love, the income, the kids, the creative projects, and anything with women, you're now ready to move forward and move into something new, or take whatever's going on to the next chapter, next level, with or without, you know, whatever you've decided during the retrograde phase. So you're going to start to see some momentum with these key relationships moving forward. And you want to pay attention to what comes up on Wednesday the 9th when Mars dives in, and it either gets really passionate or really angry, or there's a lot of motivating energy to help you make things happen. It is a positive aspect, so I would plan for the best. And whatever is coming up, whatever's set in motion on Wednesday the 9th with this person or through this person, it will definitely be part of the story that then is playing out on the 23rd, 24th of September with Venus here over the love, the income, the women, the creative or kid thing going on with this person. And then Mercury in the shadow of the retrograde for Aquarius. You have this big square that's building and perfecting on Thursday, the 10th of September. So Aquarius, you know, decisions, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, meetings, whatever the communication is here over the ninth house higher-minded arena. So it is over something legal, travel, educational, media, broadcasting, publishing, marketing, wedding, political or religious theme. It's higher-minded arenas here. And so you need to get in there and have that talk or listen to what's being said or, you know, ask for what you need. Maybe there's a signature here somewhere in it or your name or brand or, you know, something in here for you. And the square to Pluto means there's something in all of this that's either secret or private or clandestine or karmic or past life. It's in that mystical, hidden, you know, kind of weird house. So something's going on behind the scenes here. So there may be a challenge here tied into your romantic needs in the mix, your artistic projects, your spiritual pursuits, what's going on with healing or hospitals, what's going on with addictions, what's going on with research or development or anything that ties in with, you know, that past life individual. So you're making choices or having the talk or hearing the news on Thursday the 10th or in the build-up to that. And then you have Mercury retrograde over it on the 25th of September for second chapter and then final chapter October 22nd as it goes over that square for the last time. So you've got time to figure all this out. It's going to start to be set in motion on Thursday. All right, Pisces. Venus going direct on Sunday the 6th for you guys. This is definitely about forward momentum now starting to come into play with women, with love, with anything income-oriented or creative or with kids. For Pisces, it's all aimed at like people you hire to help you here, and this can start to make things happen, or the people you're working with to make this happen, or anything job-oriented. So definitely income and job or kids and job moving forward now. Also can be health-related, so you can see some forward momentum with a loved one and a health issue or, you know, some creative approach you have to getting healthy, and that's starting to see some progress. Also might see some momentum with paperwork you're signing or with pets. So whatever you've been kind of backtracking over or you've had some separation during this retrograde period, we start to see it come back together and start to move into that next chapter or something new starting on the 6th forward. And so by the 9th, we have an aspect that should show you something that can happen here, and it may tie in with your income or possessions, a gift, or some kind of purchase. And pay attention to what that is because it ties in with your Venus aspect that then will happen by the 23rd, 24th of September. And I do think this looks positive to me. Mercury in the shadow for Pisces. You know, you've been kind of getting ready to make some serious choices or sign some agreements or, I don't know, change your mind or something. When it comes to a key relationship, this can be a romantic partner, business partner, an agent or attorney you're dealing with in the upcoming weeks, a client or all your clients, your specialists, your competitors. And it's playing out in the eighth house, the most intense house in the zodiac. So it is about the big financial picture and what's going on, or it's about power and control issues, or it's about sex, or it's about reproductive needs, or it's about death or birth, or it's about divorce, you know? So you're hitting kind of the really heavy, weighty, intense stuff with this person. And so whatever this challenge is to overcome, you'll see this through the talks or news you hear or decisions or offers on Thursday the 10th. And something here ties in with your personal aspirations or involves gathering, events, parties, something online, something with a group or a friend or associate or maybe a charity. So whatever's going on there, you know, has something, some say in the story. So communicate, pay attention to what's being said and asked for, and then you'll have your, you know, retrograde moment over this on the 25th of September and then final aspect with overcoming the challenge on October 22nd. For Aries, straight up Venus going direct is a good thing for you guys when it comes to your love life, when it comes to your creative projects, when it comes to having fun again, when it comes to what you're doing with kids, when it comes to making money, and when it comes to women. So, I mean, come on, that's pretty good, right? So whatever you've been going back over these weeks since the last week of July, you finally, by Sunday, things are going to start to move forward again. So you can either start to meet new people or have new opportunities arrive, or you can take whatever you've been doing and take that to the next level or into that next situation moving forward. And so on Wednesday the 9th, you will see some kind of action here that's going to show you what the potential is with something in that mix. So there might be something passionate going on. You might have a fight that helps you push something, clear the air and push something forward, or there might just be a lot of activity, a lot of motivation going on there. Whatever comes up on Wednesday the 9th, you're going to see it kind of be taken over by Venus and the love or income or female, you know, side of things by the 23rd, 24th of September. So that kind of gives you a clue as to what's coming in those areas for you. And then Mercury retrograde is about these relationships, your romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, attorneys, agents, other representatives, competitors, opponents. So, you know, the shadow square that happens on Thursday the 10th is going to start to show you what the challenge is here. Either something's challenging you or you really want to challenge yourself by reaching out to one of these people. So pay attention to the news and that's coming your way, or information you're hearing about this person, or the decision you're making, or the talk or meeting that's happening at this time. And, you know, it squares Pluto. It's up in it either has to do with a big goal you have regarding this person, or it has to do with your career and this person, or it has to do with some higher up authority figure, established type person in the mix and this person. So pay attention to what it is you need here and what decisions you want to make here when it comes to all of that and what's going on with Pluto themes, either your sex life or reproductive needs or the divorce or the big financial picture or the mortality issue or birth or third-party situation. Because then on the 25th of September, Mercury will retrograde back over the square. You'll have your second chapter. And then October 22nd, Mercury direct will then take you over it for the very last time and you will have figured it out. For Taurus, Venus, obviously, going direct affects you personally because this is your ruler. And so you may, on Sunday the 6th, feel like you're getting that momentum back, starting to feel like you're waking back up and getting back to yourself in some way. But this is definitely playing out, you know, with Venus theme. So it is love or income or female-oriented and playing out through Leo. So it's creative or fun or also involves kids in the mix. And all this can now start to gather momentum and see things start to move ahead in your home or with a real estate deal, with your renovations and the choices you're making there with income or the kids or whatever's going on, or with your lover, with what's going on with a move and what can happen there, anything involving family or a parent or roommates as well. So we do see this start to inch along, and it's going to just pick up and pick up speed as we go through the days and weeks ahead. And by Wednesday the 9th, you will see something happening here that may come at you kind of out of the blue. This does definitely look like a surprise to me. So something here that, you know, awakens you to what the potential is that's going on at home with real estate, with renovations, moves, parents, family, roommates. And so whatever that is, you know, if it's passionate, if it's angry, if it's just a lot of activity going on there for you guys, you know, it'll be part of the story then of what can progress with the Venus themes on the 23rd, 24th of September via love or income or women. And then with Mercury retrograde for Taurus, you guys are really, you know, the shadow is being triggered in this week ahead, which is on the 10th of Thursday, the 10th of September. So it's giving you an indication of the challenge that you're going to need to meet head on here. So it is about a big decision or offer or agreement or sales or what you're writing up or, you know, pitching or making a big decision on when it comes to your job or your coworkers or some paperwork that needs signed, or when it comes to people you hire or anything involving health or pets. And so, you know, you're going to have 5-6 weeks of this where you're going to be kind of making the decision moving forward. It has some kind of financial sexual divorce aspect to it or third-party situation to it that plays out through the legal side of things. You might sign contracts. That'd be your paperwork and the legal thing. Or there might be some travel or somebody at a distance involved or something with media marketing or educational pursuits or weddings involved as well for you guys. And then, so by the 25th, Mercury retrogrades back over the square. You have your second meeting or talk or decision. And then by the 22nd of October, you're in the final stage of whatever you're challenging yourself to step up and deal with here through these realms. For Gemini, Venus going direct on the 6th of September, you guys are now, it's really in the communication zone. So you're ready to make a decision. You're ready to hear the news or the offer or sign the agreement or make the sale or send the writing out or to have those talks and meetings start to kick back in. It is going to be about love or it's going to be about income or about women or something, a creative project or the kids. So, you know, this is all going to start to move now. So anything you've been reviewing in your mind or the past decisions and going back and reconnecting and talking and listening and all of that, you're now ready to start to move that forward. And Gemini, there may be something that's about to go forward starting on Sunday the 6th as well, involving a brother, sister, neighbor, or something with a short trip, your local activities, or something with your electronics or vehicles as well. There's like the mundane side to that. So in any of this, you're definitely ready to turn the page and start to go for the next thing. So on Wednesday the 9th, you will see some of this, you know, might hear from somebody or meet with somebody or have that offer or decision or whatever. And it ties in with a group or a friend or the internet or astrology or charities or a gathering of some sort. So there's something kind of exciting happening by Wednesday. And whatever that is, it colors what you're going to be seeing with Venus as she does make her aspect on the 23rd, 24th of September. So it will give you some idea of what the potential is that's coming, you know, in the name of these talks and offers and agreements and all of this that can be about love or income or women or et cetera by the 23rd, 24th. With Mercury in the shadow and aspecting a square in this week ahead on Thursday the 10th, Gemini, you know, this is going to be aimed straight up at your fifth house. So it is about a decision or meeting or talk or, you know, offer or agreement, whatever, that focuses in on your lover or love life or has to do with a creative project or the kids or having fun. So whatever, you know, you're challenging yourself over or you feel challenged by on Thursday the 10th, it does tie into the 8th house matters, which means something intense going on with your sex life or a triangle or a divorce or something going on with the big shared financial situation. And, shared financial, I just mean it's not your income. It's the loan, so you're sharing that with a bank, or it's, your investment or your insurance or taxes or, you know, anything that's an outside financial resource could be part of the challenge here that you're pushing yourself with. So definitely if you need to ask for it or meet about it or talk about it or write it up with the creative project, lover, kid, idea, then Thursday the 10th is the big time to look at what's going on, or you just may hear something then. And then you have your second chapter on the 25th of September when Mercury retrogrades over it and gives you the do-over. And then you have going forward for the final challenge on October 22nd and overcoming that at that point. When we look at Cancer, Venus going direct for you guys on Sunday the 6th, you've had this time to kind of go back and do a lot of purchasing or a lot of focus on whatever's been going on with your income or with your possessions. And in the name of Venus, so in the name of love or making money, double money there for you guys, or something with women or something with kids or being creative to make the money or with your possessions. So starting on the 6th, you're changing the phase of that and starting to move all of that out into the world in some way or take it forward in some way or new stuff, you know, that you're ready to go towards. And then you really want to pay attention to what's going to come up on Wednesday the 9th when there is some kind of activity going on here that stimulates this income position, purchasing potential here and what's going on creatively and aligns very favorably but somewhat surprisingly with something going on with a goal or your career or reputation or ties in with some kind of higher up authority type person in the mix. And so whatever does come up for you on Wednesday the 9th, it is a precursor to where Venus is headed with this income, possession, purchase stuff by the 23rd, 24th of September again, will be under a positive aspect at that time. And Mercury in the shadow of this retrograde is going to challenge you in this week ahead by the 10th, Thursday the 10th. And for Cancer, you know, this is about a talk or news, information, a meeting, an agreement, a sale, the writing, the interview, the decision that focuses in on your home or a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, your parent, a roommate, the family. So something there, you know, you need to challenge yourself or something's going to challenge you. And it will involve the seventh house. So we have something here with a partner or opponent, a client, a specialist, a competitor, an advocate, an attorney, an agent, some key relationship in the mix. And it's going to be Pluto themed. So what's going on in these two arenas that is about the big financial third-party power control situation or is about the divorce or the sex life or the reproductive needs or the death or birth and how you're facing those big life changes going on in some area of life. So in there, talk, listen, and pay attention to the information flow on Thursday the 10th, and then know that by the 25th of September, Mercury takes you back over it, second, you know, chapter to the story, and then October 22nd, final square as things are moving forward. For Leo, Venus going direct in Leo has to be a good thing for you guys, right? So on Sunday the 6th, you have this energy that's been kind of dragging you back over the past. When it comes to who you are, your identity, your name, your title, your personal needs, your body, what you want, babe, when it comes to love or income or women or beauty or creative projects or kids. So, you know, you've had plenty of time since the last week of July to figure that out, what you wanted to return to, what you wanted to let go of, what you wanted to rework. And so on the 6th, this turns around and you're now ready to move forward to that next love, income, female, creative, kid, you know, whatever Venus theme in Leo is going to take you into. So, you know, you're going to start to feel like you're ready to move forward either with or without whatever you went back for or released. And by Wednesday the 9th, this makes some, you know, it's going to be very active. So that means you're going to be very active on Wednesday doing something, you know, with the lover, the kids, the income, the beauty, the creative interest. And it ties into something kind of exciting that looks like it's going on through travel or media or broadcasting, publishing, educational channels, legal matters, weddings, anything in that ninth house. So whatever comes up for you on Wednesday the 9th, you know, this is an indicator of where Venus is headed for you by the 23rd, 24th of September. And then Mercury in the shadow. For Leo, you know, this is definitely going to be one of those Mercury retrogrades for you coming up because it's happening in your communication zone. So we're not in the retrograde yet, but this is a shadow square. It's going to push you. It's going to challenge you by some kind of external event that challenges you, or it's going to ask that you challenge yourself to, you know, amp it up here a little bit. So it will focus on, you know, your talks, your meetings, your writing, your agreements and sales, your offers and decisions, your or anything that goes on, you know, local involvement with community or neighborhood things or any short trips or what's going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, transportation, electronics, and all that. Can be about interviews, auditions, speaking roles as well. So anything communication or in those mundane arenas, you want to look at what the challenge is coming up or what you want to challenge yourself with there. And it is going to kind of ping off of something work-related or with a coworker, someone you've hired or going to hire, some paperwork in the mix, or it's going to be about a health matter or the pets. And so you're looking at Pluto themes here. So, you know, how's the big financial picture in that? Or what's going on, you know, with the divorce? So maybe it's about a meeting that you have to sign the paperwork for the divorce. Or what's going on with the sex life? So maybe it's a meeting you're going to have, you know, to maybe with a coworker or something. You know, there's going to be some kind of sexy connection there. So look at the Pluto themes in those areas and look at what comes up for you on Thursday the 10th, because three chapters, you'll be getting a retrograde version back over that on the 25th of September, and then going forward with Mercury and Pluto on October 22nd. So you've got a while to kind of go back and rethink things and revisit things and start to figure out what you really want there. So that is all of our signs. It was kind of a quick show tonight, I guess. And hopefully it stayed on the air the whole time. I think it did. It looks like it did. So it's Zoe Moon. I hope that you have a lot of fun with your personal planets in this week ahead and pay attention to those key dates I gave you. And I will be back next week, God willing, with the Mercury-Pluto square. You can find me on Facebook anytime at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll talk to you guys next week.